Poll, voters say Trump wants revenge in second term. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on January 1, 2024. Revenge is one of the top words used to describe what likely voters believe former President Donald Trump wants to achieve in a second term. A recent Partners poll/Daily Mail survey found. The survey asked respondents, in one word, what would you say Joe Biden, Donald Trump most wants to achieve from a second term as president? Related video, CNN's bash, Maine banning Trump from ballot, a recipe for constitutional chaos. Big words that stand out for Trump include revenge, power, economy, and America. However, those vary drastically when individual political groups are asked. For example, most Republicans chose the words America, economy, border, success, peace, MAGA, freedom, and revenge as their top words to describe Trump's objectives in a second term. Independents choose revenge as their top word, but power and economy are also big players. Democrats chose the words revenge, power, dictatorship, dictator, corruption, chaos, and nothing as their top words. In contrast, the top word for Biden across all parties is nothing, a sentiment held by Republicans and independents, particularly. Economy stands out as the biggest word among Democrats, as well as peace and democracy. The survey was taken December 15 to 20, among 1,000 likely voters. It has a +3% margin of error. It comes as Trump continues to face numerous legal battles, including the Colorado Supreme Court deeming Trump as ineligible to appear on the ballot due, contending that he violated the Constitution's insurrection clause used in Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. We consider and reject President Trump's argument that his speech on January 6 was protected by the First Amendment, the ruling reads in part. However, Trump will remain on the ballot for the time being, as his team appeals the ruling. With the appeal filed, Donald Trump will be included as a candidate on Colorado's 2024 presidential primary ballot when certification occurs on January 5, 2024. Unless the U.S. Supreme Court declines to take the case or otherwise affirms the Colorado Supreme Court ruling, Colorado's Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold's office said in a press release. On Thursday, Maine's Secretary of State Sheena Bellows, D., made waves after deciding that Trump is ineligible to appear on the state's ballot as well, but the decision will not be carried out until the U.S. Supreme Court weighs in. Trump's team has expressed confidence that the Supreme Court will ultimately rule in their favor when that time comes. Related video, Sen. Graham, Trump will be on the ballot in Colorado, he will win the primary.